Hello and welcome to the Debrief Podcast.
Welcome to the first podcast of 2018.
Oh, it feels so different. I feel so new. I feel so 18.
I could not feel... Oh my God, we're 18.
We're 18. That's too young
to we're be doing a podcast. We're 18 again. What a thrill.
It's funny, isn't it? Because you feel so like there's going to be a massive change. The lead up to New Year, I'm always like, oh my God, you have no idea. January 1st/2nd. It's like, what are they called that come out of a shell? I want to say
mollusk.
Yeah, but it's not. It's a moth and it comes out of a chrysalis. I feel like a butterfly coming out of a chrysalis.
Fantastic.
Or a mollusk coming out of a chrysalis butterfly.
Or a hermit crab coming out of its too small shell, being nude for a bit and getting in a new shell that may or may not be a Coke can.
Oh, God.
No, they're fine. They love them.
I don't think they do.
Yeah. Famously.
I don't think they do.
I think they like it when they get in there. Otherwise, they wouldn't stay if they didn't want to.
But we can't get out.
Of course they can.
Happy New Year,
Happy
everybody.
New Year.
If you're not a hermit in a Coke can, we are talking today about how to smash New Year without this whole like New Year, New You thing. Because the rounding off of that was that you think you're going to be like this new person and you're just going to be like, I think, you know, like how for the last, you know, 20 odd years, I've been the most untidy person ever.
Yes.
From January 2nd, I'm going to be the most tidy person you've ever seen. I'm not. Like, I'm just not.
Well, it is what psychology professor Peter Herman calls false hope syndrome.
Wow. Well, let's dive more into that after I've asked you the question on everyone's minds and hearts. What adult thing have you done? Have we changed that section? No, we have not.
No, we have not. Will there be anything new introduced for this new year?
No.
No. Maybe there will in a bit. Give us a chance. Bloody hell. You thought we'd come blazing out the gate, ready with January 2nd? No, we're not ready.
No, because we are New Year, same us, same hot content.
No change.
No change.
There will be gradually incremented changes, but we're not giving you them yet. Give everyone a chance.
Stop shouting, everyone.
Sorry. Sorry.
Tess is very tired because she's had a very good Christmas. Right.
God, it's been
what,
good.
What adult thing have you done this week?
Well, this is quite an odd one. My hair's been falling out.
Tessa.
Yes.
I find out all this stuff on the podcast and you have not told me that.
Well, it's quite gross to drop it into conversation, but fine to drop it in on a podcast. I mean,
I tell you about like my colposcopy. I tell you about, no, it's nothing more disgusting than that, but go on. Tell me about your baldness.
Yeah. My hair's been falling out in quite an alarming amount.
Okay. How long?
It's about...
No, how long has it been happening?
It's been happening since September, and then it got much worse in the winter. And I just thought, I was like, well, this is it now. And then I sort of did some research rather than hiding my almost bald head in the sand, which was my instinct. And I did some research and several heartening things. One is that hair comes back, like, don't panic. This is not forever. And the other one was... Yes, here you go. Try out these things. And they have been really working.
So talk to me.
Partly it was stress. And so obviously remove those stresses.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of that, isn't there? Just don't be stressed.
You're like, don't be stressed.
I'm stressed now because not only was I stressed before, which has caused my hair to fall out, but now I'm going bald.
And now I'm stressed out about my hair.
Even more stressed.
So apart from the internal things that you can try and deal with as best you can, we have much, much too hot showers in the winter.
Do we?
Yes. Well, certainly... This wee does. I do. I have like scalding hot showers.
Okay.
Like, I just like want to be, I hate being cold so much that like I think of the shower as my one hot time.
It is your one hot time.
My one hot time. Sure. So I have way too hot showers. They're like, and the air is bad for your hair, all is bad for your skin. That thing I was trying to describe to you when I was like, ah, winter, and like how my skin hurts. They were like, that is because of the hot water and your skin doesn't know what to do with itself.
And like central heating and it's all dry.
Central heating and all these like changes in temperature and me not looking after myself. And I got myself some coconut oil, some apple cider vinegar, and this exfoliating scalp serum.
Great.
And you only wash your hair once a week.
That was what I was going to say. Do you wash your hair too much?
Way too much.
Yeah, because I wash my hair maybe about twice a week. And that's on like a good week when I'm like, well, I am smashing it.
Yeah, I do. I've not got nothing too often.
Yeah, but and most people wash it like every other day.
Yeah,
and
even though I'd heard that and that was not good for you, I was like, sure. I'll keep doing it.
Yeah.
And then my hair was literally falling out.
Anyway, chemicals.
It has made a noticeable difference.
Yay!
And even people have been like, your hair looks well. I'm like, thank you.
That's really good.
Yeah, so I feel really chuffed. We've talked about apple cider vinegar in the past. It comes up all the time. It's like, it's so good for everything.
Yeah.
It can clean the walls. It can clean your hair. And then I actually went and got some. I was like, oh, it is good.
It is good.
It's good stuff.
That's such great stuff.
And also, because if you go to Boots, which I did, and then walked up and down the like hair loss
the
aisle.
Bald aisle.
Aisle is like, it is really tapping into your insecurities.
As everything does.
And you're like, £45 for this tiny bit of cream that promises to give me my hair back. But you can spend £1 on some apple cider vinegar. It's pretty much the same thing.
That's amazing.
Yes.
That's also very similar to my little thing, which is that I'm balding.
Too much hair.
No. So over the last, I would say, 4 years, when I got a job in like women's magazines and things like that, I can go into the beauty club and just like, it's not stealing, it's just taking, because you can take it. And I do ask and everyone says, yes, sure. I got obsessed for a long time with like just really expensive beauty stuff, because you just go, well, if it's £35, then obviously it's better than
this.
It's not true. And like, so I've been trying to find the perfect like cleanser, moisturizer, anti-aging thing, because as you approach your late 20s, you start going like, well, that's a line in my face that I wasn't expecting.
Good heavens.
Where's that come from?
Good Lord, my forehead looks like corrugated iron.
Yeah. So I've been really like stepping it up a gear, like Googling stuff, finding the best stuff in quotation marks. It's made my face really bad. And then I went back about a month ago to doing the normal stuff, which was, if anyone's interested, La Roche-Posay do a cleanser called Tolarian, and it's got no bad stuff in it, no parabens, no like all that crap in it. It's a little bit more expensive than normal, it's like £12, but it's excellent. And so I've gone back to using that, which I did before, because my skin's really, really sensitive. And instead of like £80 serum, using like The Ordinary, which is £8, and then a moisturiser, I've just been using in the day sun cream, because to stop the UV stuff, and on my body, baby oil, rather than all this like stuff that has been so expensive. And I feel so much better. Like, it's actually working. Rather, when I didn't have any money, or I didn't originally have that job, I'd just be like, oh, one day I'm going to have all the stuff. And then I did have all the stuff. And I just went back to what I was using before I didn't have the stuff anyway, because it's just pointless.
Stevie has lived that dream life and she has returned.
I've lived everyone's beauty cupboard dreams, guys. That was my thing. Yes.
That's beautiful.
My adult thing.
And I think it's perfectly wrapped up in this week's episode, which is about the new year, new you.
Yes.
That
it
we
really
are
is.
So much sold this vision of. New year, new you.
Yeah.
New cream, new face.
New cream, new face. Also, new year, new you. On the topic of that, if you're like at the stage that I am, which I became surely quite obsessed with eye creams, being like, I need all the eye creams in the world.
Yeah. Because you're like, look at these bags.
They don't work. And I
nothing.
Like, literally, yeah. I spoke to a number of different sort of real experts across the board for a feature recently, and all of them underpinned it with, you know that they don't work. And I couldn't put that in the feature because it would have completely...
So what do they suggest we do about the bags?
The bags, you just have to live better. You just literally have to live better, drink loads of water, sleep. Like, that is all you can do. There's not, keep them moisturized, obviously, but there's not a special thing that you can do. Which I think it's annoying, but also we're all in the same boat. So like all these people who are putting on expensive eye creams, their eyes will look exactly the same as yours and you're not. Do you know what I mean? So like, actually it's quite heartening. Like, well, you just spent £190 on a tiny tube.
With those like balls of gold.
Where yeah, like, just this one's rubbing gold on your face.
Gold and like ox blood in it.
Yes. So number one, in terms of your New Year's resolution, don't try and get all that. Ignore all the horrible beauty messages that are telling you that you need to spend money on beauty, because you don't. It's a very left field specific one to start with. So let's maybe open it up.
We like to go narrow and niche.
And just really female.
In the duty free at the airport, I like to cover everything I'm wearing in the perfumes. And then I cover myself in the creams.
Yeah, absolutely. Just cover yourself in the creams.
So I'm so moisturized by the time I like slip onto the plate.
Okay, broadening it out. I know I've just said loads, but can I say one more thing that is very broad and I think everyone will listen and go, can you stop talking about beauty, please?
Yes.
Thank you for this next one. I like to at New Year, so you know people really hate New Year's resolutions, and I hate them as well. But what I always do every year, because I keep a written diary, not like a Dear Diary diary, like a what's happening on Thursday diary. Mm-hmm. At the end of each diary, I'll write all the stuff that I did the year before. So like that could be things that I've achieved. That could be like, you know, so I remember in like old diaries, I've got like, I got onto the course I wanted, or like, and then I completed it and I didn't die. Even if you've had quite a bad year. So 2016 for me, there wasn't a lot of progression, but I put on it, like, continued to freelance without dying of poverty, and then listed like fun things that I'd done rather than achieved. So, like, oh, I went on that weekend away, or like, oh, I had that lovely night with that with my friend Claudia.
That strange boy.
Yeah, that strange boy. That was bad.
That Brazilian waiter.
I mean, just for the record, if my boyfriend's listening, I didn't have a night in 2016
she
with
did.
A Brazilian waiter. But just remember
there.
It. Stop. Good luck, me and Tessa and the Brazilian boy. Yes. Because then you can look back, and then also what's nice about it is when you've done that, you're sort of in the mood to kind of want to set a goal, because I think setting a goal is a good thing rather than a resolution. Mm-hmm. For example, differences. A resolution is I will become a tidy person. A goal is I will attempt to change jobs. I will change jobs because I hate my job, you know, like
great.
That. So you're like, that's a manageable thing. That would be a big life change.
Yes.
You've reviewed the situation and gone, something needs to change.
Yes.
Rather than being like, I want to be a CEO now, you know?
Yes, but just to come in on your goals there.
Okay.
We've talked before about that book, The Secret, and about trying to achieve things and the language that you use. So you did a really great job there with, I want to be a tidy person, rather than, I don't want to be messy.
Yes,
and
the use of the
double negative of I don't, and messy, but now it's I want to be a tidy person. So
it's
something we're trying to achieve rather than something we're
inspirational.
Trying to but then you did add, as though it was I want to change jobs, lovely, but then you added because I hate my job.
Right.
So we're always sort of focusing on the positive and what we're achieving rather than
the negative. Yes, that's very good. And I think that's your goal should definitely be something that is aspirational rather than negative to do with anything to do with your past or yourself. I get
lovely.
It. Do you have a goal in 2018 that you'd like? For instance, mine is I'm going to do the Edinburgh Fringe Festival, and I just want to complete it.
There's, lovely.
No part of me wants to. You know, like I want it to change my life. No, I just want to complete it.
Well, it will change your life, though.
Don't say that.
But it will change your life. I mean, even
because I've done it.
Yeah, every single thing you do every day changes your life.
Of course, but I'm trying to focus on like. I just want to complete it because that feels like a manageable task that will be hard that I'll be able to do rather than a lot of people will maybe go like, I want to do that and also be the best at it. And also, you know, like you can't
put on that
added pressure. You just have to like complete something, see something that's coming up and go, I want to do that well, you know?
And it's sort of working it in that like bite-sized GCSE program of like, I don't have to do this tomorrow. I just have to do this tiny step.
Tiny bit,
which is totally achievable.
Do you have a goal?
Do I have a goal? In the past, my resolutions have always been, because you do have to have something like pithy and good to come up with on New Year's Eve when people are like, what are your resolutions?
I know. I would just punch them in the face.
Fantastic.
And say, it's about goals, bitch.
Good stuff. So mine have always been do the splits.
You can do that though.
No, I can't.
Oh, you can't do it without tearing your hamstring.
Yes, we've established.
Breaking
no,
your
I can't. I crack them out at parties all the time.
That
no,
is
I can't.
So you, isn't it? That thing that you said about how you like to go in even if you, and sort of do things even if you don't know if you can. That is the epitome of it, isn't it? You literally will do a split even though your body cannot physically do a split and hurt yourself.
Yeah. Well, it's that absurd sort of like, you know, 1920s, like being like, oh yes, well, I'll give it a go.
Oh, why is that in the 1920s?
It was like a real thing of like, a sort of like Evelyn Waugh's time of like that writing of like the sort of the bright young things because they were just so like,
why not? Martinis.
Another round, yes, of course, like, yes, I can do that.
Right, yeah.
Because there was a lot of people like sort of inheriting stuff or it was a real time of like, not so much exploration, but like invention. And when people were like, oh, I thought I'd make a pig farm. And everyone's like, well, I'll be a pig farmer. Like it was very like, right. It was very, that was just very
God, this is great.
Of the time.
Okay.
And a lot of like the sort of Evelyn Waugh's writing is very much about that attitude.
That is a tone, isn't it?
It is a real tone. And it's very specific to like that level of our young.
And you.
And me. That sort of like young aristocracy of people being like, oh yes, lovely. Oh, we'll all go. Like,
just what she's saying here, she's like young aristocracy.
I'm young aristocracy, guys. And I think I can do the splits.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying here.
So you want to be able to do the splits properly?
I wouldn't mind giving that a go. I'm going to... Well, I can't...
Doesn't sound like a great goal. I wouldn't mind giving it a go.
Well, the thing is, it's been my goal for so long. I think this year, I probably have to sort of shit or get off the patch to use a horrible phrase.
I mean, I've never heard that phrase.
Isn't that a phrase?
Shit or get off the patch.
I think it means...
Well, why would you ever want to stay on the patch if it's somewhere that other people might shit on?
Tom.
Tom.
Do you know the expression shit or get off the patch?
First time I've ever heard it.
Right. Okay. Let's chart that up.
Another one of Tessa's sayings.
Only me. I believe it to mean do it or stop.
Go home.
Or go home.
Go big or go home.
People are queuing up to use the patch.
Use the patch.
So come on, mate. Stop fanning around telling us you're going to do it. So I think this is my last time, and I think I'll probably put... Because I did actually learn to play the guitar last year.
Oh, yeah, you did.
Not very well, but...
You can certainly strum out a few chords.
Certainly strum a few chords.
Mm.
If as long as they are C and G and then back to C. So I think that flexibility thing I wouldn't mind doing. Mm. And I will try and genuinely make myself a goal list this year. Because I always Google, how to do the splits in a day.
Yes, I mean, no, come on. Basically have to break it down.
And when you realise
you?
How boring and long it is, you're like, oh. But I'm going to really commit to doing it.
Mm.
And
I think less is more, isn't it? Committing to do one thing. Because it's silly because, you know, you will do other things, you know? Like, you don't have to put them in your New Year's resolutions to do them. You're going to do lots of things this year. You might not do all of the things that you hoped, but I think putting a big list just sets yourself up for failure, whereas that one thing, you'd be like, well, at least, no matter what happens or anything else, at least I will have done that one thing.
That's in my control, and I did that thing. Yeah. I think it's the problem with it is it's so easy to sit when you're imagining it in your head, so easy to imagine both the goal and how good you'll be every day at getting up and doing your 10 minutes
of
split
press. It's like a montage. Yeah.
It's like you can really see that Team America montage so clearly, and yet you'll never do
it. That will never happen.
And it's a real sense of like, oh, tomorrow I'll start and I can't wait. And you're like, well, just do it now then.
Well, it's that thing about like accepting your own limits and like knowing yourself and being like, so for example, for years I would be really angry at myself because I'm always not late getting up, but like quite late getting up. I'm very bad at mornings.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I always be like, oh, why? And you're like, no, I'm just bad at mornings. Like, I just don't like mornings. That's a fine thing to not like.
Mm-hmm.
So my New Year's resolutions, which would be like, wake up an hour and a half before work, go for a run before work.
Like, yeah.
I'm never going to do it. So I started, if I want to go to the gym, I'd go in my lunch break. So I was like, that's the time where I'm bored, and because then I also get really, whenever I work in an office, I get really bored around 2 to 6. So it's like, that'll, you know, help that
from
too.
From nine till five,
and then in the evening, I'm bored too. You have to find the goals that will actually work with you and aren't just going to, like, you can't turn into a different person. You absolutely cannot. You can over the course of like 10 years when you change loads of little things. You can't just do it in a year, and everyone knows that. And we're sort of in a postmodern era of New Year's resolutions where all of the features now are like, well, New Year's resolutions don't matter. And you're like...
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because much like, it is such a marketing scam that we all sort of bought into as an idea that's like, Christmas is all like, go on, indulge, do it.
But not too much, you've got to wear this lovely dress.
Go on, like, do it, just sparkle, have another Ferrero Rocher. And then as soon as like, cleanse, get back, you're a big fat slob, why did you do that? And you're like, well, you told me to eat the Ferrero Rocher!
I know, I've already got like PR emails in my inbox being like, detox, cleanse, juice cleanses, thing, like for like January.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, I'm not writing those.
There'll be so many of those, overdone it over Christmas, ?
Yeah, like, bit fat.
Like, yeah, I am.
Yes.
Go away.
And
that's
for
you. You are as well. We all are.
We all are.
Fine. And stop trying to sell me things or make me feel bad about myself.
Yeah.
Actually,
it's like the ball dial.
Exactly like the ball dial. It makes me feel
bald
terribly bad.
Bald are you?
Go away.
Bald are you? Only £50 is the answer. And you're like,
I guess I'll spend it. No, it's not.
It's all the stuff that you know. Like, if you feel like you've overdone it, you just do the simple thing that you know works, which is you just drink way more water. That is literally all you have. If you just did that, then you would feel an immeasurable difference.
Yeah, that's the take home, guys.
Just drink loads of water.
Bye.
What happened to your, like, you wanted water to be really close to you all the time so you'd drink it? Remember?
Yeah.
What happened to
lost
that?
Lost it.
Oh, no.
I lost the bottle.
I did the same. I had a bottle.
It's so hard to be alive.
And then you have to keep buying it. And then you're like, well, this is probably worse for the environment than it was before.
Yeah, so try, hold on, don't lose your bottle, guys.
Yeah,
drink more water.
But just drink
water.
My
other one is cooking. And I have already been putting that in place.
You have.
And I have been tiny little incremental steps, hopefully getting some cooking. I mean, got a lot of cooking equipment for Christmas.
Great. That's
that I
good.
Asked for people. And people were like, great, we can all get around this accomplishment. We can all get on board with this. And, you know, and have been putting it, already started prepping for my New Year's resolution in December, you know?
That's really great.
And taking little baby steps with my low jeopardy dinners.
Yeah, I was going to say, this is all coming together now.
It's all coming together.
You learnt last week, pre-Christmas, how to be at a party in like a low-key, casual way.
Yeah.
Now you're learning how to cook. It feels like these are both going to...
Yeah.
And into maybe 2020, you'll have a dinner party and you'll be fine.
Yeah, because I'm going to build
You'll have to go
up.
Through four absolutely hysterical
Well, no, because I'm going to build the number of people who come
right
every week.
That's good,
Around for dinner. And it's just casual and I don't have to paint everyone's name on a stone as a seating plan.
Oh my God.
That's not something I have to do.
Oh no, it's not something you have to
It's just so casual.
Yeah.
And so I'm just keep low jeopardy. So I'm
low
just
jeopardy.
Easing myself in. Yeah. Tom, do you have a New Year's resolution?
I do. Well, I didn't, but sitting here listening to you, I've decided
so
in the last 10 minutes I'm going to do something.
What is it?
What is it?
So,
is it that vague?
Is it vague? Absolutely useless.
No, I'm going to actually. I've had a business plan in my head for years. I work with loads of people who have a side hustle, I can never be bothered. And I've had this idea.
This is your side hustle, Tom, producing us.
That is very true. Actually, forget that. I won't do this.
No. Come on.
And I've had this idea in my head for the last 12 months. I think it's really good and I've done nothing with it. And next year, I'm going to make it happen.
What is it?
Well, no, you can't say.
No, tell us. We have to have... Because rule number one is that you have to tell people and have a...
But then someone will nick his idea.
No.
Can I tell you off air?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's really good.
That is fantastic.
You absolutely have to do that.
And it's even got a name.
What's it called? What's
Work in progress.
That's nice.
Yeah. That's really nice.
So I'm going to do that.
It's a great idea.
We've just heard it. It was a very good idea.
It's a good idea.
It's a really good idea.
Please all get behind Tom.
You can't know it. It's a secret until the soft launch in sort of when? Give us a time frame.
End of the summer?
Yes, great.
Yes.
Great.
Yeah, literally up and running.
Soft launch.
Yes, great.
On the market next Christmas.
Yes. This is fantastic. And so, unfortunately, you didn't get to hear it because it's too secret. And
but when it happens, you'll know.
But you'll know. But my point is that what Tom did was he did tell some people.
Yes, you should tell some
now
people.
He's now held accountable because we're going to be like, where's your good idea, mate?
Yeah.
Because it's so easy to sit with it in your brain.
Yeah,
but once
really
you told
is.
Someone, they're like, then you're like, okay, I guess I'll do it again. I'll do it.
You have to do it. That's a great one. Especially like the goals that are the best are the ones that you're like, I've been meaning to do that for so long.
Yeah, and now that I have told a lot of people about my cooking or whatever, people are encouraging and supportive around me so I don't feel solo.
Yeah, and also it's just about not thinking of it like a New Year's resolution, because then a New Year's resolution will be broken. It's like thinking about like it's just a nice, January is just a nice excuse to like reassess what you're whole progress. Like it's like, okay, so where am I? Oh, I'd like to do this or I'd like to do this, rather than being like, well, it's January, so it's time for the New Year's resolutions. It's like, no, you don't have to do one, but if you want to,
yeah.
The option is there. And it's basically like that thing of like, that's why no one goes to the gym on a Sunday unless you're mad. Like, always go on Monday because it's like new week, new time. It's just psychological, purely psychological.
What? Go on a Sunday because it's new week, new time.
No one goes to the gym on a Sunday. They always go on a Monday
because it's new
week, new time.
Yes. Good.
New week, new me. But
yeah,
same
but crucially,
me.
It's the same you. Just trying your best to be a little bit better.
I found as well that if you don't want to do any goals, you're like, no, I don't want to do New Year's resolutions. I get really sad about them. Then one thing you can do, which is like a nice thing, is to just really like clean your room. Like really, get rid of all the old bills. Like you know, when you're so I'm moving house at the moment, and when you, so I was like, yeah, fine. Like I've got very little, but then you go through and I've got like boxes of like receipts or like boxes of things, old bank statements. And you're like, what am I doing with this stuff? It's like really get rid of
really?
All the crap, and
oh,
then
wow.
you'll feel like you've made a change when you actually haven't. All you've done is just like really organize your shit,
and possibly you tried to do that pre-January, so you would wake up on January 1st being like, and here I am waking up in my Disney princess room where the birds will help me.
It's too late, you can't do that.
It's too late, you've messed it up, guys. No, I meant to say, like, don't panic that you didn't hit that deadline.
Yeah,
just keep that rolling.
That's what like spring clean is, so it's a great spring cleaning.
Maybe like once at the end, the last day of every month or something, you do the same thing, you know you keep
or if you even only do it once, that's fine,
equally amazing. I'm just saying about like, you know, keeping the process ongoing.
Keep that ongoing process. Yeah, but then that becomes New Year's resolution territory. So, for example, if I was setting that, I'm never, ever going to do that every month because it's a massive job and I'm really messy.
Understood.
But
abandon ship on
that. But doing it in January just once will just make me feel like, cool, okay, I've done something. I feel better. I'm going into the new year without all this like literal baggage everywhere.
Yeah.
You know? Go on.
No, say.
No.
No, you say.
I refuse.
Like what?
Like dragons. Go on.
No, what was it? Like, I've going fully, on with all this baggage.
I've
like,
fully forgotten.
Debbie Coates' New Year's resolution.
Please.
Stop giving out her opinions.
That's very funny.
Always with the unsolicited opinions, Debbie. And I think that's a very nice thing that she's decided about herself.
Yeah.
She's like, I won't give them unless asked, and then I'll be, you know. I think it's very nice because I think our whole family are guilty of just got a lot of opinions.
I've got a lot of opinions.
We've got so many opinions and we give them out willy-nilly.
Yeah. And some people like them and some people didn't need it, so maybe.
Mostly they didn't need it.
Sure.
So we're going to be quiet until we're asked.
Be quiet until you're asked.
Lovely resolution.
Yes. If you're inspired by that, then another lovely resolution, not resolution, goal.
Yes.
Way of life perspective. Comes from Sheryl Sandberg. I'm going to say that again. Sheryl Sandberg.
Shitty sandbags.
You know. No. Tessa's favourite, Lean In. Her book, Lean In. I've never read it, but Tessa talks about it a lot.
Lean In, guys.
She, one of her favourite questions, Tessa, is to ask, what would you do if you weren't afraid?
Ooh.
And I think that's a great question because the amount of times that we like will deny things, but like, yeah, well, I don't want to do that because, and then you go, well, hang on, what would you do this year
if you knew you wouldn't fail?
If you knew you wouldn't fail, if everything would go swimmingly, I'd do exactly what I'm doing.
Oh, that's so good. Well done, you. I think my one would always be I'd be a gold medalist.
Oh wow! Now,
I knew I wouldn't fail.
Oh, yes. Okay, that's slightly different.
It's not.
It's things that you could achieve that you've always wanted to do that you can't do.
100 metres.
I think you're too old.
To run 100 metres?
Yeah,
but
you've
also
got to train your whole life.
Safe. Yeah, and they just said if you knew you wouldn't fail.
Oh, yeah, but you could, so that's, okay, you can't just be like, oh, that's not quite.
Go on, what's yours now that you know the new remit?
Okay, right, fine.
You knew they wouldn't fail.
I'd be in a girl band in the 90s.
No, you can't go, the time travel is not allowed. It has to be real time.
Okay. If I wouldn't fail, that's just full daydream. That's not anything achievable. I would put in a bid for a castle and live in a castle.
Lovely. Come on.
Mine involves time travel, though, because I'm too old.
What is it?
Well, Tessa's too old.
I was looking back.
I'm not too old for 100 metres.
Yes, you probably are.
I played a lot of cricket when I was late teens. Mm. And then I got to the age where my mate started drinking, going out, meeting girls and stuff. And I gave it up. I'd go back and stick at it. And I'd be playing in Australia right now.
But actually, get back on the cricket.
Remove
can
the time travel
now?
Element. Remove the time travel element. And that,
get back on the
that
cricket,
works
mate.
Just like you would go to the Ashes and win it. Because
yes.
It doesn't matter. You don't need any experience,
you'd
apparently.
You'd be a professional cricketer.
So, and you'd be at the Olympics.
Yes. Yeah.
And I'd be living in a castle, guys.
in a girl band.
No, because you said I couldn't go back in time.
Can't you be in a girl band now? Or you don't care for
any
of them?
I'm too old now. It'd be like a sad girl band. It'd be like a woman, but I'd be like, take
so
that.
What we've established is adding the extra bit, if you knew you could not fail, adds an element of magic that is unhelpful.
Yeah, only if Tessa is involved in...
In my head, I thought it was more helpful to add it, but I will revert to
it's
your instruction, which
like,
are if you weren't afraid.
Yeah, if you weren't afraid. So if you think about things like, for example, I think I have wanted to do a solo show in Edinburgh for years, but I've just been like, no, don't even want to, couldn't. Stop it. And then when Tessa did it, I was like, oh, look, she's doing it and she's having a great time. And, you know, like, it looks like it's really hard, but it's not buying a castle or winning the gold in the Olympics. It's something that is achievable if you put a lot of work in and get over your fear, as is the Olympics. but that's sort of what would you do if you weren't afraid? Like, oh, well, I'd leave my job, but I'm too afraid because I don't want to not have a job to go to.
Yeah.
I'd switch jobs, but what about the salary? Or what about the, or you'd move house. Like, what if you're sat there and you don't want to go back to your flat and you don't like your flatmates, but you're too frightened to move because it's just like a lot of money, or it's sort of, look into it. Like, do things that you would say, oh, no, not now though, maybe in the future. Do it now. What would you do if you weren't afraid, Sheryl Sandberg?
It's so good.
Well, it wasn't because you totally misunderstood it.
I didn't misunderstand it, but now I've understood the fear concept. Okay. I couldn't be more on board.
Did a podcast on it, so...
Yes, I'm absolutely on board now.
Right.
I misinterpreted it when I
read
it.
It's magic.
So I didn't, that chapter wasn't helpful to me, but now you've opened my eyes.
Oh, wow.
And I've genuinely understood it better.
Quite emotional.
So thank you very much.
It's fine.
I'd be like, oh yeah, it's because I'm too scared to do that thing.
People will make excuses, won't they, for themselves, but actually they're just frightened.
Yeah. So really ask yourself, and it's a huge thing to have to admit to yourself.
I'm actually too frightened to learn to drive.
You are?
I'm too frightened.
That's so brave of you.
I've
well
never
done,
done
it.
And I've never even tried because people make lots of comments all the time because I'm quite clatty. I don't know if that's a word. Scatty, clumsy.
Certainly.
People will make lots of comments, be like, yeah, never learned to drive, Stevie. Or like, oh, it's good matter of Stevie learned to drive. And they've been doing it my whole life. And so I've sort of internalised it and I'm like, yeah, well, I'll
crash it.
Why
don't you quietly learn to drive and really think about the answer and if it's going to be an excuse when you say it?
It will be an excuse. I behind the wall of excuses lies a frightened girl who just wants to drive.
Learn to drive.
I will learn to drive. I might learn to drive.
And also, you don't have to tell people so people aren't like, mate, don't, so some your dad's friend doesn't go like, oh, bloody hell, tell me when you're on the road and I'll get off.
Someone's going to be pushing up the insurance.
Lock your doors, mate. Somebody's driving.
Lock your doors.
Which, yes, is
things. Is going to ring the doorbell and try and get a car in?
That'll be coming through the living room window, won't it? It took me, what do they call me at school?
Tessa.
Yes. Correct. Next. No, five tests, Tessa.
Five tests, Tessa?
Yeah.
Oh, that's...
Took me five goes at the driving test.
Very normal, isn't it? And whenever anyone tells me that...
No, it's not.
It's quite... Everyone, whenever you're in a group and someone talks about driving, someone goes, oh, it took me... Like, everyone's got a story.
Yeah, somebody's got a story.
And so,
lovely Lindsay Finneran. Like, oh, sorry, I won't say.
Yeah, it's very difficult, isn't it? Like, okay, she's an idiot.
And you'd be like, they're listening at home, be like, oh, it's me. Oh,
Tessa.
Tessa, my biggest.
Tessa. But so many people will pipe up and say, oh, it took me like 7 times. I failed my theory 4 times. All that
I did fail my theory as well.
Well, there we go.
Unacceptable clicking pattern. Like, I was like, hazard. That's a hazard. That's a hazard.
Unacceptable. But when, from my perspective, when you say that, I don't go like, what an idiot. I'm like, oh yeah, it's hard.
That is the thing, because so often the thing that we think people will say is something we would never dream of saying to somebody else.
Yeah, or even think it. Like, I have utmost respect for anyone who drives. But
I saw one of those like self-esteemy tweets that was like, you know, those self-esteemy tweets that were like, you wouldn't treat your worst enemy the way that you treat yourself.
True.
Like, you'd never, when
stupid
you're like,
Stevie.
Yeah, stupid Stevie. Stevie. Imagine if you said,
what? Why do you say stupid Stevie? Oh, that's a self-esteem boost, isn't it?
Why do I say stupid Stevie?
Yeah, it sounds like I was going stupid Stevie and then you joined in. And it was like, no, you should be like going stupid
I didn't
Tessa.
Join in.
You literally went stupid Stevie with me.
Did I? Yeah. I'm so sorry.
So I was like, no, yours is stupid Tessa. You can't say stupid Stevie as well when you're annoyed at yourself.
Stevie. No. I was just reiterating that you are the stupid. No, I was just saying, exactly right. Like, imagine if you, I was actually trying to say, imagine if your friend shouted at you, stupid Stevie. You'd be like, well, we're not friends anymore.
No.
You're a bully. So stop bullying yourself, guys.
You can't drive. That's
what no one would ever
say
that to you. Yeah. So learn to drive.
Absolutely, I will.
You can do it.
Thanks,
I believe
Matt.
In you, 100%.
Thanks, Matt. I'm going to crash and the podcast will end because I'll be crashed.
You don't have to drive.
End podcast.
You don't have to drive once you can do it.
No, I just have to do it.
I think that's a big thing because I don't drive.
Oh, yeah, but you can if you wanted to.
But I can.
Okay.
Because I'm equally, you know... The five tests is an indicator of my driving ability. Like, I don't drive particularly.
Yeah, but you're good at driving. You've driven me a lot of places.
You can't drive though, so you don't know if I'm
just really happy.
You're just thrilled
alive.
To be out of the house.
I really
you're like looking at the car like a dog, being like, "Wow, we go so fast!"
That is true.
So
I
don't.
Like.
So you don't have someone who drives. You can just have passed your test.
See, look, we're really working through some goals here, and I think I do feel like they're not resolutions. I think. Maybe the difference is that...
I think resolution is a way of being like, this is what was bad about me and is going to change.
Yeah.
Whereas a goal is like, this is something I'm going to try and achieve and work on and just keep climbing this mountain rather than being like, a resolution feels like a about turn on yourself.
Yes.
So like, I am an inherent... Resolution, it says like inherently, I am a bad person.
Mm, I need to improve. I need to change. You don't need to change at all. You just need to add things to your... To your arsenal.
Exactly. Somebody used the phrase once, just constantly upping your average.
Oh, that's good, isn't it?
Right?
Heightening your barometer. That's true. Well, yeah, because, and that doesn't make sense. Upping your average is a lot better because, yeah, I guess so. Because about 6 years ago, my resolutions would like probably be like, I don't know, be able to pay some semblance of your rent, stop crying all the time. You know,
exactly.
Like,
so just like keep bringing up what you are, you know, who you are as a person.
Yeah.
Wow. So you know, just upping your average.
That's
You're doing
lovely.
So well.
Thank you. So are you.
Thank you. Guys, so are you.
So are you. Now, I want to just pause the podcast for a moment because I actually have a present for Tessa.
No.
Yes.
What is it?
Well,
so Tessa's a big fan
of this. And I'm going to find it in my life.
And so I got in touch with them and there's a... Tell them what it is.
It's a Tangle teaser.
So I don't know if you've ever used Tangle teasers before, but like they're like basically just cool brushes. And they work on dry hair and wet hair.
Oh, it's a rose gold one. They brought out a new rose gold edition and I wanted one so badly. Oh my goodness, thank you.
Happy,
thank you, you.
Happy
thank you, Tangle
new
teaser.
Year, new hair.
New year, new hair. I love Tangle teaser. They're so small. They look like a little egg. Like a little
egg. Half an egg.
Egg's wrong, I think.
Yeah. Probably
that's a poor steer. What does this look like, Tom?
So it does look like an egg, but I'm all over Tangle Twisters because I
use called
it.
Tangle Teasers. So.
Yeah. That too. Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Because you what?
We were. Because
my daughter has a pink one.
Oh, yeah.
They
yeah.
are great,
they are so great. And they're fun. And they're so little and small. So it means you can throw them in your bag. You're a woman on the go.
Which you're going to do.
I didn't know what they were called, so I've just learned that.
Yeah, there we go.
Well, it's fine to call them Tangle Twisters.
See, look, Tom's going into 2018 knowing what a Tangle Teaser is. I just feel like we're just giving a lot of joy.
We're giving here,
we're just very giving. And if you have any goals, not new resolutions, let us know.
Oh, yeah, tell us so that we know you've told us.
Yes, maybe use some fun emojis. I don't know. Tweet
me. We're going to hold you accountable.
Yeah, I'm going to hold you accountable personally. I'm going to come around to your house. If you know, be kind to yourself. You don't have to achieve anything. It's just what you would like to achieve. So tweet me at Stevie M. The S is still a 5 in 2018.
Mine is at Tessa Coates. I think what you just said was really important. That like it's not. You don't have to achieve anything. Is
yeah.
it? But if you're afraid of doing something, it's probably because you actually would really like to.
Yeah. So it's just
we're
like,
not saying,
oh,
like,
where
are
you?
Where have your qualifications? What have you done? We're saying, like, would you actually like to do something?
Yeah.
Yes. Well,
now's the time.
Yeah.
Now's the time. Opt in rather than opt out.
Yeah. And we have, if you'd like to get involved, we would love you to. Otherwise, we'll be alone. We said we were going to do it before. We've made, we might have done it wrong. So fingers crossed. We've made two collaborative playlists on Spotify. So yes. They're both called The Debrief Podcast. So hopefully if you search them, they come up. Okay, fingers crossed. They're called The Debrief Podcast and one's called Let's Go Running and one's called Let's Get Up. So they are, hopefully that's apparent. One is for exercise and one is for waking up in the morning. And so we talked about in the forum about like having, you know, funky fun music songs to wake up to and also to...
You should have called the playlist Funky Fun Music Songs. That's actually an excellent name.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll put it in.
Put it in. But we want you to contribute. So I'm going to put some in. Tessa's put some in. If you've got like the perfect workout song that really like helps, or you've got the song that just get you out of bed.
Yeah.
Get you out of bed in the morning.
Or that you really love, or you think people would like to listen to. For example, the top one on the running one is currently the Pirates of the Caribbean soundtrack.
It's a great
it's
soundtrack.
It's so good to run to.
Yeah, it is really good.
So please, yeah, come and find some and use them.
I think we should have this ongoing. So let's just be adding
oh, yeah, they'll
to them
always be
all
there.
The way through 2018. And yeah, it's a really great idea. It was Tessa's idea.
Thank you so much, Stevie.
Very good
thank
idea.
You for the information.
Have a lovely new year.
And thank you so much for coming with us.
Yes. Oh yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
You're
this
still
has been
listening.
Such a fun thing to do and we really are overwhelmed that people like it and
yeah.
it's been really really lovely for
we're
us to do.
We're not stopping. It does sound like we're
goodbye.
Stopping.
We're
bye
both
forever.
Dead.
No, we are continuing.
It's so lovely to do and thank you so much for having us.
Yeah, it's a real joy. And see you next week, guys.
Happy 2018.
Woo!